foundations courses and CPR classes. This is your KMC Update. I'm Airman First Class Rebecca Moran. For active duty Air Force members, foundations courses have become a prerequisite for professional military education as of January 1st, 2026.
Air Force members will now need to attend foundations courses in order to be eligible for Airman Leadership School, the Non-Commissioned Officer Academy, and the Senior Non-Commissioned Officer Academy. Mass Sergeant Ian Krong, 86 FSS Development Advisor, shares more on the purpose of the courses.
The big picture is there can be a very large gap in between the milestones of PME. You might spend several years between ALS and NCOA, or NCOA and senior NCOA. So the Air Force wants to bridge the gap between those PME milestones.
For more information on Foundation's courses or to register, visit 86FSS.com and click on the Professional Development Center page. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Airman First Class Aiden Worley.
Emergencies can happen anytime. Knowing CPR and first aid could help you save a life.
The Red Cross offers adult and pediatric CPR and first aid courses to those 12 and older in the KMC. Participants must be physically capable of performing all training activities, including chest compressions. Paul Butler, Red Cross Chapter Director, shares more on what the course entails.
It covers the basics of saving life. It teaches CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. It teaches first aid, how to stop bleeding, how to respond to choking. And then what if something more serious happens? I mean, you're not going to cure a stroke or a heart attack, but you can respond to it. So it teaches what to do if somebody has a severe medical emergency while you're waiting for those professionals to arrive and take over.
To register or for more information on CPR classes, visit the KMC American Red Cross Facebook page. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Airman First Class Ivory Stoker.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Airman First Class Rebecca Moran.